Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person in community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We will begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, and verses 23 through 24 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We will begin our psalm with a call and response, which we will say together throughout the psalm. I will lead by saying, "Search me, O God," and you will respond by saying, "And know my heart." Again, I will say, "Search me, O God." Then you'll say, "And know my heart." Let's speak the scripture together. Search me, O God, and know my heart. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. Search me, O God, and know my heart. If I say, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night," even the darkness is not darkness to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God, and know my heart. We have a special guest today in our reader, Allie Updegrove. Our scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, NIV.
We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him. You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them. But we do see Jesus, who is made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will name a topic, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and then you will respond, "Hear our prayer." We will then move to another topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you're doing this as a family and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are all-knowing and all-powerful. Amazing are your works. You know us when we rise from sleep, work, and study during the day, and when we lay ourselves down in slumber. Thus we come before you, praying that we will behold and know your blessings. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For your pardon of our many sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world, as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those without clean water to drink or bathe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That your Holy Spirit may bind us with all your church, our sisters and brothers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Even when darkness and evil seem to overcome and overshadow us, O Lord, remind us that you are with us, our advocate and friend, and nothing, not even sin and death, can stand against you. Amen. Thank you so much to our talented scripture reader, Allie Updegrove. I met Allie when she joined confirmation soon after her family began attending worship at Gary Church. She was so quiet and shy, and then throughout the year, we came to fully know and appreciate the gifts of Allie. Although she was still quiet, Allie was and is loved by all because she shows the kindness and love of Christ. It is wonderful to see how she continues to grow in Christ Jesus. I'm so excited to see the ways God continues to use her to spread Christ's salvation in her senior year and beyond. Thank you, Allie. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you.